And that's Orla Woods now here to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers is Fiona Kelly.
The bombing of Beirut and budget backlash are the two stories which dominate your front pages this morning. A woman holding a large, white, fluffy cat in her arms against the backdrop of a bombed-out building and ash-covered street in Beirut is the stark image taken by Associated Press photographer Hassan Ammar, carried on the front of the Irish Examiner. The Irish Times and Irish Independent run with another picture taken by the same photographer on their front pages, showing a man walking past a smouldering building which was hit earlier by an Israeli airstrike. The Examiner leads with a call from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres for an end to the deadly cycle of tit-for-tat violence in the Middle East. The Independent focuses on the plight of Irish troops in Lebanon, reporting that soldiers at Camp Shamrock are in a difficult situation with reduced access to food and water. For its lead story this morning, the Irish Times runs with the line that preparations are underway to fast-track legislation which would facilitate a November election. Budget backlash provides the Irish Daily Mail and Irish Daily Mirror with their lead stories. The Mail reports that coalition TDs and senators were bombarded with messages from business owners in the hospitality sector yesterday who were angry at them for ignoring their rate cut plea. While the Mirror covers criticism of the plan to spend €9 million on mobile phone pouches for pupils in schools. Two different inquests received coverage on the front of two of today's other tabloids. The Irish Daily Star leads with the decision to adjourn the inquest into the death of 48-year-old Jason Hennessy, who died after he was shot in a restaurant in Blanchardstown in Dublin last Christmas Eve because he was due to face money laundering charges next year. The Irish Sun, meanwhile, reports on the ongoing inquest into the death of Pat Murphy, who died after a 9-hour wait in A&E at Cork University Hospital last September. The Belfast Telegraph leads with a tweet from former Sinn Féin MLA Karen Mullen accusing the party of a serious breach of safeguarding for not informing the British Heart Foundation that its former employee Michael McMonagall was under police investigation. Two of the party's press officers resigned last weekend after it emerged that they'd given job references to the British Heart Foundation for Mr. McMonagall, who last week pleaded guilty to child sex offences. Yesterday's announcement that work is to begin on upgrading the A5 generates the lead story in the Irish News. Elsewhere this morning, the Mail has an interview with Cork-born Sophia Labouce, Ireland's entrant into this year's Miss Universe. The 21-year-old talks about how her family fled to Ireland from war-torn Yugoslavia just over 20 years ago and how she and her mother were homeless for 15 months when she was a student at UCC. Back in the front of the Times, it's reported there that a transport convention in Berlin last week was attended by 37 delegates from Irish Rail. And there's another story about the end of soldiers being assigned to guard duty at Portlaoise Prison. Since 1973, the prison has been guarded by armed troops due to concerns about paramilitary breakouts. Another prison features in a story in The Independent where it's reported that Thames Valley police have applied to use Reading Jail, immortalised in poetry by one-time inmate Oscar Wilde, as a site for firearms training. And finally, staying loosely with the prison theme, Daniel Day-Lewis, who played Jerry Conlon in Oscar-nominated In the Name of the Father, is pictured in a number of today's papers since he's come out of retirement to perform in his son Ronan's directorial debut. The 67-year-old triple Oscar winner, who has had at home in Wicklow for the past 20 years, also co-wrote the script, which we're told is all about the emotionally fraught relationship between fathers, sons and brothers.